continuing with discussing prayer, Kabbalah gives us a formula for helping us with praying, which is right, left, and center. So in a, God willing, in a principle to come, we'll discuss the concept of right, left, and center. It's a major concept in path of spiritual development. But related here specifically to prayer, so the idea is that in praying, we can start with what's called right consciousness, left consciousness, and center consciousness. So right consciousness in prayer is when we're beginning to pray, to first of all try to awaken ourselves to the awareness, to the best we can, of who we're praying to. That we're trying right now to come in contact with the source of all reality, that which is flowing boundless goodness, unconditional love, that only wants to give to us, that loves us more than we could possibly imagine, that is all good and only wants to do good for us. And that the source of reality can do anything. It is manifesting this entire reality that we're in right now and has the ability to do that which is beyond all possibilities, the essence of which is completely beyond our understanding, but that is only flowing goodness, only wants to give to us, purely loving us. So this is right consciousness, trying to awaken ourselves to what we're trying to tap into, to that which can do anything, is only flowing goodness, and only wants to give us goodness. That's the place we're trying to pray with. That's what we're trying to connect to in prayer. So the extent to which we can open our awareness that we are right now in the presence of the source of reality, that is so boundlessly good and is so boundlessly giving and only wants to boundlessly give to us and is loving us beyond everything. So then we're connecting ourselves to that highest place that we can. So that's called right consciousness. And then we move into left consciousness. Left consciousness is feeling all of our feelings of lack, all of the brokenness in our lives, in the world, everything that needs fixing, everything that we want. So in the left conscious aspect of prayer, we're asking for things. Now there's a level of asking that's only asking for things to fulfill our desire to receive. And then there's higher levels of prayer, which is asking to be in a place of divine service, in a place of unconditional love. But whatever level to which we're asking for things, all the things we're asking for, right, for ourselves, for others, whatever we're asking for is the left consciousness aspect of the prayer. And then, after we've asked for everything that we are asking for in the prayer, we go to the middle consciousness, the center consciousness. So the center consciousness is now to be in a state of thankfulness. Now, we're either thankful and expressing our thankfulness from the depth of our being to the extent that we can, because either the source of reality is going to fulfill everything we just asked for. So we have to be so thankful. What would we not be thankful for? Everything we just asked for, if we can imagine that all of those things are now going to come. So we have to be overflowing. We would be overflowing in joyfulness. Or we just got everything that we asked for. So a state of thankfulness flowing from the highest depth of our being. But now the whole hard part of the middle consciousness, the whole spiritual work part, is trying to get ourselves the awareness, awaken ourselves the awareness that if any of these things we've asked for are not given to us, it's only because the source of reality wants to give us something even better. That the only reason that any of these things we just asked for would be withheld from us, either temporarily or in general, is only because the source of reality wants to give us something so much more. Now, that's hard for us to understand. So to be thankful from that place is a state of emunah, a state of believing, a state of spiritual work, a state of giving over all those things we want, giving them up and over to the source of reality, and the belief that, okay, these are all the things that I think would be the best, but realizing that our understanding is so limited and what's going on is so cosmic, and being able to be thankful however it's going to go. So that's the place of spiritual work. So the extent to which we're in the left consciousness, the depth to which we're wanting things. So in the middle consciousness at the end, our thankfulness can be that much greater, either because all those things are going to come, or in the deeper and harder way for us, is trying to become aware that the source reality knows all those things that are difficult for us now that we're wanting, but that everything is flowing in the ultimate way to bring us to something even beyond all the things that we're asking for. So that's the basic formula for helping us in prayer. Now, there's so many different ways of praying and aspects of prayer, but this is one basic formula for working with prayer. Right consciousness, realizing, connecting ourselves to this as best we can in our awareness to the source of reality that can do anything, is only giving, only loving, only wants to bestow to us goodness. Left consciousness, feeling all the things that we're lacking and wanting. Ultimately trying to reach a place where what we're lacking and wanting is to be in the place of divine service and pure giving and unconditional love. That's what we're asking for, that higher state of being. And then the center consciousness is then being in a state of thankfulness. In the Torah, in Jewish spiritual practice, so there's a morning prayer, ideally is at sunrise or when a person wakes up. There's a sunset prayer, an afternoon prayer, and then there's a nighttime prayer. We have three times a day that are set to spend some time in prayer. And there's actual formulated prayers that are said during these times. The Shmona Esrei, the Amidah, in this part of the highlight of each of those three prayers, we stand in silence, try to imagine ourselves in the presence of the source of reality to the best we can. And the way that the words of those prayers, these prayers that we've been saying for thousands of years that were formulated by the great spiritual masters, the way they've been formulated is the first three blessings of the prayer are working on that state of right consciousness. The middle section of these prayers is all left consciousness. And the last three blessings of the prayers is middle consciousness, thankfulness. And all the words that are written in those prayers can understand them on many different levels. But the Kabbalah is showing us how to understand everything that's written there as all being coded language for that spiritual work of transforming from desire to receive to desire to give. That's the inner meaning of all the what's written in the prayers. In the middle of each of those prayers, we have an idea to take time to go beyond the words that are written there, which are helping to guide us in the prayer, and then to speak in our own words, you know, quietly, like we talked about last time in the Hid Bodhidut meditation, to permeate all of our ritual prayers with our prayers of our heart. The state of thankfulness and joyfulness and happiness is a state of divine connection, because the source of reality is flowing goodness. So the extent to which we're able to be in a state of joyfulness is the extent of connecting to our divine source. But we also, it's very important to have that aspect of feeling what we're lacking, what needs to be fixed, in order to reach higher levels of divine connection and higher levels of thankfulness. So in these three aspects of right consciousness, left consciousness, and center consciousness, the right consciousness is a state of thankfulness, because we're trying to experience to the most we can that the infinite goodness at the source of reality. The final stage, the middle consciousness, is also a state of thankfulness. And between the two is where we put all of the feeling of the lack, which plays an important role in order to reach higher levels of joyfulness, higher levels of thankfulness. So all of this, we were talking about some different aspects of prayer. You can read here the section on prayer here on page 20 at the bottom, number 7. We're talking about all the different types of emunah, or some different types of emunah. And this one, number 7, is saying emunah, that God hears our prayers. Emunah involves believing that God hears all our prayers. This means believing that God does not only hear prayers of the righteous, but that God also hears our prayers even when we are at our lowest. There is no such thing as being so lowly that God is not able to help. No matter where we have fallen, God can always raise us up. We express this emunah by never despairing, continuing in our spiritual work, and always having hope that God will help. So here, when we're discussing different aspects of emunah, it's bringing here emunah that God hears our prayers even when we're at our lowest, that the lowest that we could fall, so God is here to help us up. The source of reality isn't giving up on any single one of us. It's flowing the divine goodness to all of us and helping all of us to learn how to truly love. We're here to work on that. And wherever we fall into, all of that falling is ultimately going to be part of our coming to higher levels of being able to truly love and reach union with God. Okay, so we'll end here for now and continue with discussing emunah next time.